rough in the world of football, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. Let's start off with some rugby today. England captain Jamie George cursed teammate Joe Marler for his loud mouth on social media earlier this week. Now, the prop apologised after causing a stir by calling the New Zealand haka ridiculous, suggesting their pre-match tradition should be scrapped. Now, the two nations meet at Twickenham in the autumn series today. All Blacks skipper Scott Barrett says the comments have given them extra motivation.
I guess there's always opinions around the haka and its place, but it's hugely important to us and has been for the All Blacks for a long time. So, yeah, we get a lot from it.
That clash gets underway at 10 past 5 later today. And then three South African-born players have been included in Scotland's match day 23 for the clash against Fiji at Murrayfield. Loosehead prop Piers Koeman and left winger Duan van der Merwe both start, while hooker Dylan Richardson is in line to earn his fourth test cap from the bench. And then in some football, around 94,000 fans are expected to stream to the Carling knockout quarterfinal clash between Giants, Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns at Soccer City today. All tickets have been sold out. Now, in their last game this week, Amakhosi only managed to salvage a draw with Magesi in Polokwane. Magesi is a tough side to beat with former Chatswood coach there at the helm of that side. The Brazilians, on the other hand, are brimming with confidence after a 3-0 win over Cape Town City. Like a Mamelodi Sundowns fan has said, Peter Shalulile is back, scoring two goals so far in the league. That two goals were two of the three in that clash against Cape Town City. They look to be the favourites in the kickoff at 3 o'clock. And then the summer of cricket has officially begun. The Hollywoodbets Dolphins travel to Bloemfontein to face the Knights women's side in the Hollywoodbets Pro Series this morning. The Durban side welcome back a few of their Protea stars who recently featured in the ICC T20 World Cup. The competition, second wicket, highest wicket taker, Nonkululeko Mlaba, is included along with Ayanda Hlubi. First ball is at 10. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.